Now, preparations are taking place for what will be the first ever traditional music festival in Lahinch. The three-day festival will take place from the 19th to the 21st of April. And to find out what will be happening during the festival, we are absolutely delighted to be joined by the co-organiser of the event, Siobhan O'Sullivan. Siobhan, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you, Dara? And we meet yet again, Dara.
Yes, again is right. You were here in this studio, nearly a year ago at this stage right now. Lovely to have you back again. I had a look at the poster, which is here in front of us, and I was amazed. It's the first ever festival in Lahinch. And can you tell us how the idea came about, first of all?
Okay, so I suppose my mother, Susan O'Sullivan, was a fiddler of note up in North Clare, born in 1892. And I suppose she was brought at the age 12 to go and learn the fiddle to a lovely man apparently called John Madigan, who was an Innis Diamond, and he had Cayley bands. He actually had a brass band as well.
Oh, okay.
So at age 12 he took her under his wing and gave her lessons for a number of years, and next thing he drafted her into his bands, you know. And so I suppose music was always part of her life from an early age. And then, as you know yourself from Irish history, we have the troubled period of 1916 onwards, 1919, the War of Independence. And she, at that point, was involved in Cumann na mBan. So she would have been through, might I add there, they had two businesses on the main street of Lahinch. So her brother at the pub and she next door was in this little grocery shop. But she worked in the pub at night and very cleverly gleaned information from the volunteers that came in. The British soldiers that came in and would apply them with alcohol, would you believe? Women did things like that back then, imagine, to get their men. And she would have relieved them of their pistols in return for bottles of whiskey, you know, or alcohol, basically, because she was clever enough to see those that had the weakness for it.
Yeah.
And so she had a long trench coat that had these pockets. Dara probably heard this in history class. I'm sorry, Dara, but she had a trench coat with all these pockets in it, and it was into those pockets went the pistols. So she'd walk out the door, lock up, and walk out past the British soldiers laden down with their weapons, which were going to be used against them one day soon, shall we say. She played music throughout that period to fundraise for, as she called it, the racket. That was the term, kind of a euphemism she used for the sordid nature of the time, really. So Rynine Ambush happened, as we know.
Of course, only down the road from Lahinch.
And in 1920, in September 22. And sadly, her house was one of five targeted in Lahinch and razed to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They broke in the windows. They drank pints. It's well documented. They drank pints of whiskey from her brother's bar and told her she had minutes to get out. And she said, you know, my invalided sister, Bridgie, was upstairs. Now, Bridgie was in her 30s. And they said, we don't care if you have five or six invalided sisters. You have 5 minutes to get out. So she actually, and we would have known that stair as well when the house was renovated again and brought back to its former glory. So, you know, it was a narrow, thin stairs up two flights and carried that woman in her 30s down her back, who was an invalid, and left her out at the butt of a wall.
My God, yeah.
And sadly, her boyfriend at the time, Paddy Lehan, who was involved directly in Rynine, he was burned to death in the house that night. So she went on the run. Sorry, I'm going very long-winded way. You've asked me a very simple question.
No, it's very interesting.
To give you the background to it all.
As to why you're commemorating.
You're commemorating. Yeah, so she went on the run where there were safe houses in North Clare. I won't let the water in on anyone. And she eventually made her way down to Cove. And I believe from the records, I suppose being a history teacher myself, I've looked at all the military archives. And she was a physical and emotional wreck at that point in her life. I suppose she'd lost everything. Her family home is, two businesses gone, her boyfriend is burned to death, and she got on that ship and went to New York, and I believe was hospitalised thereafter. You know, I suppose in today's terms we called it post-traumatic stress. They didn't have those words back then for it, but God knows she kicked on again.
Very
as
good.
Was her will, and got involved with Cumann na mBan over there, a group called the Biddy Earlys, and began fundraising, playing her fiddle again with a band over there, fundraised and sent the money home. And again, through the military archives that I looked at in Dublin, she would have actually bought pistols over there and put them into socks and into shoes and posted them home to Ignatius O'Neill, who was the commandant of the Rynine Ambush at that time. You know, so she was still very actively involved. So when she came back, out of New York. She came back. The house was rebuilt at that point 2 years later, and she went back into the business, and she continued with her fiddling and that. And I suppose when we as kids went up there, my longest memory is going in and hearing that music wafting around in the ether of the house. And she played with the best of them, you know, Chris Droney, Mike Rowe, the Russells, the Calories.
Yes, yes.
The best of them. Seamus Ennis spent a week with her. He was on the folklore, collecting folklore at the time. He was a piper. He played with her. Like, the house was always full of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose to us, when we were in our teens, she'd be out on the street, sitting outside her little shop. She had a tea room, a guest house upstairs, a tea room and a shop. And if she saw anyone, if somebody, and I know you're a lovely flute player yourself, but if she saw any fella passing that had the sign of an instrument, a case or a flute sticking out, she'd grab him. And like, she wouldn't know him. And he'd be brought for the tea and a tune. And she'd say to us, "Mind those hairy lads." She'd be telling myself, my sister. "Mind those hairy lads, those musicians."
And did you think music was cool in your young days?
Well, I suppose we, from a very young age, I suppose my family would always have been singers and played a bit of music. So I suppose, we were always kind of in that loop. Even as kids, we were on Coorden houses. We'd almost like a Bermuda Triangle of houses we visited.
Yes.
And we all had to sing, play or say a poem. So I suppose we were kind of immersed in it as well.
And did she always play traditional music right up till her death, sadly?
Would you believe she died at 89 on the cusp of 90 and she was still playing?
Go away.
I actually have her fiddle.
I was just going to mention, you still play it, don't you?
I seem to be at it forever. But babies in between, job, family, you know, and I'm enjoying it more now. I'm Mary Mack was my teacher.
Yeah.
Good Mary Mack, God bless her, there in Tulla. So we have a lovely group that meet every Wednesday night in Conocnaguiha, men and women of a certain vintage, shall we say. Mm-hmm. We're no spring chickens anyway. And we while away 2.5 hours there every Wednesday night and have been doing so for years.
Fantastic.
And we're playing at the festival ourselves, Mary Mack's group are playing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that brings us on to the finals of the festival.
Very interesting. And I see here, 85 musicians are going to be in the festival.
Actually more now, would you believe?
Since the last
more.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we started off with, you know, you approach Clare County Council and Creative Ireland for a grant, and my God, they were fantastic. They engaged straight away, and they quite rightly said women aren't celebrated enough in history, really. You know, she had her coming to mind. She was Ceolta's president in Clare in 1960. She was head of the ICA, so she had a lot of, excuse the metaphor, strings to her bow. So they were delighted to come on board and celebrate a female in County Clare. And then I suppose Councillor Liam Grant, who lives in Lahinch, he has come on board and also given us funding towards it. So, you know, even though the funding hasn't totally covered the festival costs, but we're 70% there, you know.
And before we talk about the events and musicians and everything involved in the festival, it's going to be a big boost for the village, isn't it?
You said it.
Businesses especially.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, people say now, you know, how come it hasn't happened up to now?
Exactly.
You know, you've got the beach, you've got the golf, beautiful restaurants, beautiful accommodation. And I suppose sometimes you need a reason to do things because Lahinch is always ticking over. Lahinch is always making money.
Mm. Year round, yeah.
You know, it is.
In other ways, yeah.
In other ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas this is going to be kind of, you know, a very focused event.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, this is the kickoff event, the inaugural. This is going to be one of many Lacoon of Day, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Lahinch, I suppose, was easy enough to sell when you rang up musicians. They were like, yes.
Ah, you know what? Absolutely. There has been nobody that turned down this gig. Yeah. Nobody. And I run the I suppose, the IT side of it. I'm on the end of a phone, on the end of the email, and the interest. Like, they're coming from Kilkenny, from Wexford, from Waterford, Donegal musicians coming down. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
So it's well out there.
It's well out there. And I suppose what you see on the poster, and might I mention the Philip Morrison, it's a beautiful poster. It's so, so colourful and vibrant, which I hope reflects the weekend we're going to have.
Mm.
But all the acts are there. We also have the open session. So, you know, there's going to be pubs where, you know, you'll just walk in and gather a group together and play. We want that to happen as well, you know, that it's not all these. These sessions are paid sessions, obviously, but we want the open ones as well, you know.
And give us a kind of a synopsis throughout day to day of what's going to be happening.
OK, so the launch night is Friday the 19th, and it's actually in my grandmother's pub, Flanagan's. That was her. And he kept the name over the door, fair play to him. It was there for generations. So, and it's quite a big establishment. So we have Dr. Laura Samaruku, who is head of Ceoltis in Ireland. So he's actually coming to launch the festival.
Fantastic.
Which is wonderful. He knew her well.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. Upstairs, which is so, so sweet, we have a drama which is about an hour long and it's called 2 Days in September, which actually documents the Ryanian ambush. So there's a lot of things happen to come together for us. I went to see this drama up in the Doolin, in the attic in Doolin, simply because it's the only one I've ever come across that documented Ryanian. And about 3/4 way into the drama, lo and behold, my grandmother is mentioned and documented, and which I didn't expect. So I went up to that guy later on and said, look, I'm organising this festival with my sister Marie. Is there any chance you stage that for us? How much do you cost? Basically.
So, and was there, you mentioned there about your grandmother being documented, which was lovely, but at the same time, there was probably many people that were not documented during that period of time.
You're absolutely right. You're so right. And you know, it's interesting, that period of time, my grandmother got her, she looked for a common amount pension, as they all did. No surprise there. And she didn't get it. She got her medal in 1945, many, many years after the whole racket, as she called it. And I was talking to actually, you know, Margaret Hoolan Tullagh, who did a PhD on the Cumann na mBan period. And I play music now with Margaret on Wednesday nights. And she was telling me that so many women just didn't get acknowledged at all.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I suppose of its time, that's the way it was. All the men did. They all got their pensions by and large, and they got their medals. The women, you know, Nan Hogan, who was the front woman, she would have got a pension. But the rest of them, no.
Well, women played a very prominent part in 1916 and subsequently. And once we became independent, then they seemed to be put on the back burner.
Correct.
Almost a full generation, at least.
Well, I suppose we all recall De Valera wanted the Comely Maidens, the Crossroads, and you know, there was, your place was very, it was in the home, and that was it. Like, they, you know, I look back at those women, and they were such brave women.
Yes.
You know, they knew they were putting themselves in the way of
The recognition that they deserved subsequently.
No, they didn't. Or still haven't, have they? You know, still haven't. So this is great to get this opportunity, because this is cultural music heritage. It's going to be everything.
So what else is happening there?
So then in the same bar on the same night, we have the wonderful Andrew Mack, Maeve Donnelly and Conor Connolly playing in Flanagan's. Now there's music in all the other pubs on the night, and we have fantastic
there's session there. General sessions for everyone too as well.
There's free sessions up and down the street.
Okay.
On the Saturday then we have a lovely Cayley with the Del Gash Cayley band. So that's 3 to 6 out in Moy. Beautiful Cayley band actually. So we'll have tea and crunchy cake at half time for that. Looking forward to
we'll be there for that.
And yeah, it's sessions all the way.
I'm just thinking, with all the events that you mentioned there, is 3 days going to be enough?
Probably not. We'll knock Monday out of it, Derek.
Yeah, probably will. Yeah.
As they say, you know, the best would probably be Monday. You know, when it thins out a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
People relax.
So you're looking forward to it?
Absolutely. My whole family are. You know, I was Eddie Stack. God rest him. Eddie died 6 years ago. What am I saying? 8 years ago now, 2016. And Eddie Stack would have written extensively about Lahinch, Doolin, Garland Sunday in Lahinch. And I suppose we're doing a reading in Eddie's memory, his son Andreas de Stack. Andreas will be a performer himself. So Andreas will do a reading of Eddie's work, telling stories about my grandmother, you know, her music and, you know, different things about her. And just to mention, on the Sunday, and it was something I just wanted to do, we have a little commemoration on the beach. To recall all those, the house were burnt, the lives that were lost. There was a fecal man, a salmon man, that was just shot in the head just because he was coming out of a guest house. And that's just the way it was back then. Mm-hmm. So we have a short 10-minute prayer service. Somebody's going to play a tune on a flute, a little prayer service for those lives that were lost due to Ryanine. And just to remember them. We have to always remember the past and never forget the past.
And there's something there that you want to mention, Clare County Council as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they were great. Eva Bird Thistle is her name, the new girl in there, you know, has been supporting us all the way. It's been fantastic.
Very good. And as well as being a musician, you're also a fantastic singer.
I do a bit of it. I have been known.
Our listeners will remember you with your sister here last year with your new album.
Yeah.
Hope you did well with that. Yeah. You're going to sing us a song now.
Yeah.
What are you
going to
sing?
I am going to sing Teddy O'Neill.
Oh, beautiful, yeah, yes.
My own favourite song.
Well, when you're ready, take it away.
I dreamt last night of bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought 'twould come surely to pass. And I dreamt while the tears on my pillow were streaming that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with the wailing and weeping? The pain of the thought was too deep to conceal. And my mother cried, Nora, child, what is your ailing? And all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I remember the cabin beside the wee boreen. I remember the crossroads where we used to dance. I remember the lanes where he called me his storeen, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so dreary, all dark and all silent, no piper nor eel. Not even the sun through the casement shines cheery, since I lost my heart's darling by Teddy O'Neill.
Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Siobhan, for joining us in studio today.
Lovely.
We really appreciate it. And a reminder to all you at home listening across East Clare this morning, the Lahinch Traditional Music Festival is taking place from Friday the 19th to Sunday the 21st of April. So do go up there and hopefully it will be a great weekend. Siobhan, thanks a million. Thank you.